Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family. iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour from Washington, D.C. We are here. Isn't it wonderful? And with us is Desmond Adams. Now, Desmond, if you remember, was last with us a couple of years ago. He took some time out, ran for Congress in the United States, and then has been busy building this really incredible business. And we had a meeting last week, and I asked him to come on the news hour this week so that he could talk a little bit about what the heck it is that he's creating. Desmond, welcome back to the News Hour. Good to have you, sir.
Good afternoon, Michael, and thank you for having me as a guest today.
This this business that you have created over the past, year is about what?
In short, it is a socially responsible board and executive search firm.
Now, define socially responsible. What does that mean?
Well, socially responsible, meaning that in addition to a corporation paying attention to their number one interests, which are shareholders, they also pay attention and take into account key stakeholders as well as the community, because socially responsible corporations and businesses understand that their impact is beyond simply the customer and generating revenue. It is also to the community, stakeholders, and their global enterprise, and it's utilizing business for the purpose of good.
And when you talk about a socially responsible search firm for executives and board members, I suspect you're talking about, obviously, high-level individuals.
We are, Michael. We're talking about from the director level to the board of directors. So effectively, that would be director, vice president, senior vice president, executive vice president, the C-suite, which is the COO, the CFO, and the CEO, a bunch of things that say they're chiefs. And then at the top, the board of directors, the ones that the chief executive officer is responsible for reporting to on behalf of the company.
Now, this is a relatively different trend, isn't it? This doesn't happen much. I mean, people hire search firms to go out there and find people for all kinds of different responsible levels. But having a socially responsible niche, much different, hey?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are a unicorn in the space in North America. Quite frankly, our focus is to provide our clients diverse and inclusive candidate slates so that they, meaning the client, can achieve their social responsibility initiatives. We find in the marketplace that corporations have a significant interest in broadening their bottom line, increasing their revenue, obviously. And in order to do that, they want to be more reflective on all levels, especially those that are in key decision-making positions that impact the community as well as the customers in which they serve.
When we take a look at America, America's face has been changing over the past two decades, and there are now more individuals from various backgrounds, nationalities, religions, ethnicity. Are those the types and to that point, many organizations have as a core belief or as a core mission the opportunity to seek diverse candidates for many positions. But doesn't it always or usually, shouldn't it start at the top of some of these companies?
Absolutely. All direction and vision is from the top of the organization. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention that it's not simply about diversity. I mean, that's something that people have gotten so accustomed to throwing that word around that to some extent it's lost its luster in some regards. We're not focused on just diversity. What we're focusing on is helping the client achieve their socially responsible initiatives. So hence, i.e., that looks different for different corporations.
Sure would.
In the healthcare arena, you tend to have more women that are in the healthcare arena. So there may be an instance where they're looking for men. That's just as socially responsible because they're trying to mirror their customer base or their client base or their patient base. And in some instances, you're talking about individuals from a geographical persuasion and demographics. So not just race, culture, and gender, but also age. It could be military status, LGBTQ. What is the focus that company, corporation, not our focus for the corporation, but the corporations focus to be more reflective of their very consumer base as well as their community.
Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, with his business, it's called Focus and Find, and that's a new business that he has created over the past year. When we talk about, and this is very timely, Desmond, because study after study has shown that individuals, millennials in particular, are very keen on working for a company that has a socially responsible, mission-driven existence. So I would suspect if a company wants to attract young, talented individuals into the company, that the board of directors, that the management, that the C-suite should start to maybe take a look at some of these socially responsible networks.
Absolutely. Millennials have really driven being socially responsible, as well as it, we have evolved as a society to that point. I think it's a much broader focus than just executive board and executive search. It really gets to the end game of an organization. It's realizing that in addition to generating revenue, how you impact, how a corporation impacts their community and other stakeholders. So you don't want to pilferage your community in order to generate revenue. Generating revenue is of utmost, because if a business is not generating revenue, they're not in business. It's a hobby. However, for the major corporations that are our clients and our prospective clients, their focus tends to be what type of leadership are they showing in the space for the community in which they either have customers, or they have their own talent, their employees, or they're looking to be leaders, not only locally, regionally, and on a national scale.
I was looking at some information from your office, Desmond, and it was talking about a blind slate. What does that mean? That you offer your clients a blind – what does that mean?
Michael, we typically, from a search perspective, we'll start at around 300 individuals in the marketplace nationally, and we will drive that down to roughly 100. When we get to 100, our next stopping point is 20. When we get to 20, that means going through and talking and building our relationships, we end up at 10. That final 10 candidates we provide to our clients blind. It's a demographically blind candidate slate. So it's solely focused on the fact of their qualifications and abilities to get to that point. However, we are keenly aware of the demographics of the top 10 candidates. And it's our goal to create a demographically different and unique candidate slate so that our clients have something that they so desperately are looking for, which is choice. They just want to choose. See, well, let me finish that thought. They want to choose. And so we try to create that environment where, or we do create the environment where we provide a double blind candidate slate for our clients. And then from that top 10, we decide together what are the top five. And then our firm goes out nationally, focuses on those top five individuals. And then we, as a company, select the top three. Our goal is to have a diverse and inclusive final candidate slate of the top three, as well as the double blind top 10, therefore insulating our clients from bias and helping our clients move forward in the market space.
And judging by what their mission is, what their mission about being inclusive with regard to being socially responsible, if that mission then can be matched by individuals who are in that space using their criteria, then that becomes...
You find success.
Yeah.
And ultimately, your vendors, your relationships, we are the ultimate eyes and ears in the marketplace nationally for our clients. We don't do all of their business. We do particular parts of their business. We help them in that space. We have deep networks, deep leadership networks nationally in different spaces. And so we are able to leverage that. So effectively, what I'm if I can give you an illustration.
Sure.
If you had red, white and blue, three wonderful colors, obviously red, white and blue, that gives you a choice as to whether what kind of color that you're looking for that may be the right patine or the right sheen for whatever it is that you need a color for. But if you were to hire a firm and all they provided you was red, or all they provided you was white, or all they provided you was blue, well, that effectively is handcuffing the options available for the client. So the client's going to end up selecting candidates that are all of one shape, size, model, or make. Well, ultimately, that impacts your business because you're not bringing new thought process to the business. You're not touching emerging markets. You don't look like or talk like or seem that you are reflective of your community base or your clients, or your customers. We want to help them bridge that gap in the chasm between the individuals that are highly qualified and are open to working with new opportunities, as well as for the companies that are don't want to hire strictly based on you being red, white, or blue, but they want the option available to hire the best available candidate.
And I think that's an important word. You said two things, option and choice, so that they have, so that your clients have a choice in this matter from a long-standing group of individuals that have been narrowed down through your work, and then you present that to the client. At what point does the client get to know who's who?
Oh, we're involved with our client. Typically, it's a 90-day process. We are involved with our clients from the very outset all the way through to the end of the process.
Well, when they get the final list, the three candidates, yes. At what point is the reveal?
The reveal is the three.
Is the three.
The reveal will be the three.
Got it. So yes. Here are the three, and you get choice.
Yes. And although what I'm going to say to you is four, just stay with me. Meeny, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. We just want them to get to a point where you don't have to discuss as a client. You should not have to discuss remuneration. You should not have to discuss packages. You should not have to discuss whether they're qualified. These are the things that that's our job.
Right.
Our job is to put the three most highly qualified individuals from a profit and loss, from a management perspective, from a matrixed management, how many employees do they manage, their pedigree from a corporation standpoint. That's our job. We want to put our clients in a position that all the client has to do is focus on who's the best fit culturally for your organization. Today, clients don't have that opportunity. There's a difference, Michael, between it being our business model, which it is, versus happenstance and luck. This is not luck. This is purposeful. And for the clients that are looking to be socially responsible, the clients that are looking to gain an edge in the marketplace and to achieve inclusion through process, that's our client.
Got it.
Everyone else is not our client.
Got it. So you would be working with a relatively elite set of individuals.
We work with people that want to make a difference in the world. And that's our goal.
That's good.
That's our goal.
That's good.
That's at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
There it is. Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, back for a visit with the Business News Hour, talking about his relatively new business called Focus and Find. You want more information about that? We will provide a link on the radio blog. Desmond, thanks for doing that.
Michael, absolute pleasure. Thank you, sir.
All right. We're going to have to back out when we come back. More from the Business News Hour as we entertain you from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C.